702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Catch up now with news from around the world. Adam, let's start with this one. Mike Pompeo has some thoughts on the world's most dangerous leader, and I suspect this does not involve his former boss.
No, strangely enough, he's not pointing the finger at any Americans, certainly not Donald Trump, and not even Joe Biden. This is the World View, according to Mike Pompeo, former U.S. Secretary of State, who suggests that it's China's president, who is a bigger threat to the world than Russia's president. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Pompeo said President Xi is intent on world dominance. He wants to own you, he said. He wants hegemonic intent across the world with his Marxist-Leninist vision and Chinese economic and political dominance in every corner of the world. And it's a vicious objective, according to Mike Pompeo. He may well have a point, and it's interesting that Vladimir Putin is seen more of a danger to Ukraine and Eastern Europe than it is to the world at large. And we know that Chinese influence has absolutely expanded in the last 10 to 20 years, and sometimes you could argue that it's certainly a tad aggressive. Although, Mike Pompeo, what has America been doing for 200 years, if not pushing its own vision of freedom and democracy and prosperity, and very much its own vision?
I mean, one has to just look at who has army bases dotted all around the world. Didn't they just reopen some in the Philippines this very week? What is China doing? And they're no angels, I get that. But what are they doing? Aren't they building bridges, roads, highways, airports, ports around the world? It's a very interesting thought by Mike Pompeo. Now tell me about this missing mafia assassin found 17 years later making pizza.
Yeah, we were talking, weren't we, only recently about Matteo Messina Denaro, the mafia boss on the run for 30 years and found in a clinic in Palermo, the mafia capital of Sicily. I use that title unfairly, perhaps. Now we have Edgardo Greco, captured in Saint-Étienne in southern France, working, as you say, as a chef in a pizza restaurant. Certainly not necessarily for his entire 16, 17 years on the run, but for the last several years, anyway, he had been working as a pizza chef. You wonder what he could do with a pizza cutter. This is a guy who is a convicted killer who carried out contract hits on behalf of the mafia in all sorts of places, but I guess in particular in Italy. I mean, we're talking grisly murders as well. So, yeah, any one of us could have been in Saint-Étienne in southern France in the last two or three years. You also wonder if you walked into that restaurant, if they'd make you a discount offer you couldn't refuse.
I love that. Oh, come on. What is wrong with Delilah?
I know. It's one of those songs you just instantly, it's the thing. You want to start singing it. Delilah, exactly. And the bit that really gets the crowd going, na 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 na, you could do that bit as well. Apologies. It's early, I know. But choirs performing Delilah have now been banned from doing it. It's become a classic of Welsh rugby fans because A, it was sung by Tom Jones in the 1960s. It's his song, as it were, and Tom Jones is as Welsh as Welsh cakes. But B, just the catchability of the song. People want to join in and do it. Why not? You know, like any other number. I mean, remember that Seven Nation Army song that came out of the World Cup in Germany? Everyone moronically wants to go that, like that. Banned now because the words of Delilah are about the murder of a woman by a jealous lover. And several people have looked at this and gone, hang on a moment, we can't glorify domestic abuse. Whoever listens to the lyrics of songs that they're chanting at football matches or rugby matches or whatever, but apparently people have. The Welsh Rugby Union, which has had some problems with misogyny and sexism at grassroots level, and then some, has decided that we're not going to sanction that anymore. But what do you think Welsh rugby fans will be doing come 4:15 your time tomorrow when Wales play Ireland? What do you think they'll be singing? I wonder.
They will not be singing the chicken song, I can tell you that much, for free. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's World View.